your bike. It's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, thanks very much, Richard. We are live from the start of the third day of the inaugural Tour de France. We're in Wakefield this morning. Myself and Michael Waydock are here. Michael, you missed out on yesterday with the sun, but we've got the rain today.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one for the riders, isn't it? Because these conditions are really going to test the guys at the top of the field. And I'll tell you the other thing today that you probably maybe don't notice right down here at the moment, but it's the wind. And I think some of those climbs through Holmfirth, for example, about an hour into the race, there's going to be a couple of climbs and some of the winds as well, some of those crosswinds, that could prove to be very difficult as well. We saw on day one, didn't we? A little bit of moisture on the surface, riders can go over. Eddie Dunbar went, his race was over. That could happen again today, and it could happen worse.
We're expecting it to clear up around about midday, 1 o'clock, maybe from around about the start of the race, and be a sunny afternoon. So hopefully, fingers crossed, but it's still going to be quite a greasy surface that's already going to be there because it's been raining overnight. So as you say, it's going to be really, really difficult conditions.
Yeah, I know the organisers have done the very best on the route to try and make the route as smooth as possible, but inevitably after torrential rain that we've had overnight, early this morning, there's going to be some puddles, there's going to be some wet patches, there's going to be some greasy patches, as you say. I thought we were going to get run over there by that motorcyclist. That wouldn't have been a great start to the day. There inevitably will be some greasy patches on the road, and well, I think it might be one to watch and listen to today because it could get exciting.
Yeah, it's going to get very, very exciting. What about the riders? Who should we be looking out for today? Obviously, the tour leader is still the same.
Yeah, well, it's Lars Petter Northug of Norway. It's his to lose, really. Won brilliantly on stage one, of course, coming into Scarborough. He's got around about a 10-second advantage over the guys Samuel Sanchez and Thomas Voerkler. So those three, if they can stay out of trouble, it's a bit like the Grand National today, I think, for cycling. If they can stay out of trouble, if they can just keep away from some of the issues, then it's going to be their day. It will be their Tour de Yorkshire. Moreno Hofland, obviously, the Dutch rider who won yesterday's stage, he will try, obviously, to try and back that win up today as well. For the likes of our Yorkshire riders and our British riders, Bradley Wiggins is around about 15 minutes behind the lead. I know we've been talking about him a lot, but it's not going to be his Tour de Yorkshire. The best Brit at the minute, Eric Rousel of the Madison Genesis team, 8th. Outside chance of the podium, maybe.
Also, a good result yesterday for Russell Downing from Rotherham, coming in 7th yesterday. He'll be looking to put a marker down as well today.
Yeah, opportunity today. As I said, anything could happen. It's been a little bit upsetting, if that's the right word, for some of the Yorkshire riders. I think certainly on stage one, big things were expected of Rotherham's Ben Swift, for example. He had that big crash he's had to pull out. So, you know, someone like Russ Downing, he's carrying the flag for Yorkshire at the minute, and we wish him all the very best.
We've got our waterproofs, we've got our golfing umbrellas. It wouldn't be a Tour de Yorkshire if they didn't at least have some moisture. This is proper Yorkshire weather for them to contend with.
Yeah, proper Yorkshire weather. Hopefully it won't keep the spectators away today. That's the main thing.
Exactly. There's some spectators milling around already, and we'll be chatting to some of those very shortly, and we'll be all around the course right the way throughout the day, where it finishes up, of course, at Roundhay this afternoon, and we'll be there right here on Radio Yorkshire.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, Richard. We are down here just outside the Team Wiggins bus, and we're waiting to see the first sight of Sir Bradley. And we're with a few people that have come down to sample the atmosphere. What's your name, mate?
My name's Anita Foster.
Hello, Anita Foster. And what's your name?
And I'm Mel Smith.
Mel Smith, hello, how are you? Are you enjoying the day already?
Oh, it's a great birthday. It's my birthday today.
Oh, is it? Happy birthday.
Fabulous to come down here and just see it all go. It's great.
It is really, really good. I mean, there's people out already, even though the weather's not that great at the moment.
It doesn't matter. We're wrapped up and ready to go, and we're really, really excited. We're all standing here looking at Wiggins' encampment, and it looks absolutely fabulous.
Is it? You're just waiting to catch a glimpse of the great man himself?
Yeah, we're waiting to catch a glimpse. That'd be fabulous. But it's such a great day for everybody involved. I mean, all the kids are just coming past now on the cycles, and it's just wonderful for everybody involved. And it's great for Yorkshire.
It is great for Yorkshire. I mean, have you been watching it on the TV the last couple of days?
Oh, yes. We've watched it on... I mean, obviously, we followed the tour last year, but it's... To have it in our hometown, it's amazing.
It really is good. And I suppose it puts Wakefield on the map as well.
Absolutely, because Wakefield missed out last time. And it's just so lovely that it's come here for Wakefield and for the people of Wakefield. So we're all really, really proud.
Oh, brilliant. Listen, happy birthday once more. Enjoy your birthday. What else are you doing on your birthday? You're not just going to stand out in the rain all day.
No, I think we might be having a glass of wine or two. That might come into play later on.
A bottle in the back of the car. Well done, well done. Thanks very much for your time. We're live down in Wakefield at the start of day three of the Tour de Yorkshire, and we'll be back soon. Thanks, Richard.
Across the White Rose County, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Cheers, Richard. This is Michael. I'm in Wakefield Town Centre, just wandering down Northgate past some of the team buses. Just away to my left-hand side is the NFTO team. The new team, of course, are the new kids on the block. And I'm with one of the tour makers. These are one of the guys, one of the volunteers that are really helping everything go smoothly here today. Introduce yourself, first of all. Name and where you're from.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Newell, and I'm from just outside Wakefield, 2 miles away. And I've walked in this morning in the rain, but at least it's starting to clear up now and looking really good for a good morning.
Why did you choose to volunteer?
Well, I helped out with the Tour de France last year, and the experience and the friendship and the just the whole feeling of the whole thing was just so great. I just wanted to get involved again, and it's my local town.
And what will your role be today?
Well, helping tell people where the race is, show them where to go, best get the best view, make sure people are safe and don't get run over by these huge buses as they leave after the race.
And are you a big cycling fan, or are you just here for the event, the carnival of it all?
The carnival is the main reason. I mean, I used to cycle, but I don't anymore. I've seen the Tour de France in France a couple of times, and it's just a brilliant spectacle, the whole thing. I just love it.
And you want this back next year, I presume?
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. We need it back in Wakefield. Either a start or a finish in Wakefield next year would be just what we want. It would be brilliant.
Well, Jonathan, have a great day. Hope the rain holds off for you, and yeah. Thanks very much for all you and your colleagues are doing.
Cheers, thanks very much. Good to see you. Cheers.
That's bye-bye. Jonathan, one of the tour makers here in the centre of Wakefield. And with that, back to you, Richard.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, Richard. We're back down in Wakefield Town Centre, ready and raring for the start of the third day of the Tour de Yorkshire, the final day. And, well, people have come from far and wide, not just from Yorkshire, to come and see this start. And outside the Team Wiggins bus as well, I'm speaking to Mike. And, Mike, you've come from quite a long way to get here.
Yeah, from the Isle of Skye.
And what's made you come down to Yorkshire for this?
Well, I love cycling, and I'm a great supporter of Sir Bradley. He's done a tremendous job for cycling, and it's so nice he's got his own team now, and well supported with Jaguar as well, and of course Skye as well, so it's, yeah, and I like Yorkshire.
Oh, good. even in this weather, I mean, it's the fine rain, soaks you through today.
Yeah, we had two lovely days. I've been staying at Thirsk for 4 nights and just going out to watch every day, and I'll be out up near the end with the old car and the flags and everything. But yeah, it's really good fun.
What's been the highlight so far?
It's the rapport you get from all the teams once they see you and they start waving. And haven't had any bottles thrown this year, but the Tour de France, they throw a lot of goodies at you. But it's just driving around the countryside.
That's fine. I mean, it's. I think Yorkshire. It was fantastic last year for the Grand Depart, and even speaking to some of the Tour de France people here this year, they're really impressed with how the Tour de Yorkshire. Do you think this is going to be a mainstay now?
We hope so. The problem is, it's such a crowded calendar now. So many big races. What they've done, have you got a backing of the ASO from France? And I mean, they're so good. So hopefully, it'll carry on. And as long as the money's there as well.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day and happy trails back to the Isle of Skye.
Isle of Skye, yeah. Okay, thanks. Nice to meet you both.
Thank you very much. It's Mike who's travelled from the Isle of Skye to come down here to the Tour de Yorkshire. Final day, of course. And we're going to be here live right the way throughout the day here on Radio Yorkshire.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, Richard. We are live in Wakefield City Centre, and we're in the Wakefield Visitor Centre this morning. And I'm joined by someone who works here. What's your name?
Melanie Armitage.
Melanie. And Melanie, you're just by the start. Obviously, they're not going to continue to make you work when it all kicks off, are they?
I don't think we'll have anybody in the visitor centre at that point. I think they'll all be out there cheering along the riders. So we'll be out there with them.
Are you usually open on a Sunday?
We're not actually, no. We've opened specially for the tour today.
Right, OK. And I would imagine, even though the weather's not great at the moment, it's not too bad out there, you're expecting quite a few visitors.
Definitely, yeah. We've already had lots of visitors, people who've come in and stayed overnight, who have come here to see the start of Stage 3. Lots and lots of people around. Excitement's building already.
Yeah, there seems to be a big crowd just up the road there for a certain Mr. Sir Bradley.
Yes, I've been along and had a look myself.
I think he's in the bus. I don't think he's got out yet.
The bikes and everything are there. So it's just exciting, all the atmosphere. Everybody's sort of crowded round looking at what's going on. So
how much of an impact does it have on Wakefield, having the tour of Yorkshire here?
It's great because the spotlight's on Wakefield today. You know, we've got such an amazing city and district. There's stuff going on in celebration all over at our visitor attractions, around the city centre. And it's great that people can come here, cheer the race on and see what Wakefield's got to offer.
So the race starts here, but if people want to stick around in Wakefield, what else are they going to be able to get up to today?
Well, there's things going on in the cathedral today. We've got the Hepworth Gallery's got activities going on all day. There's things down in Menegates Park. There's a bike fest. There's a Yorkshire Brick Show at the Coal Mining Museum. Absolutely all sorts of stuff going on in celebration today.
See, not just the tour to Yorkshire, loads going on in Wakefield. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
And enjoy the race.
You too. Have a good day.
I will do. Will do. Now it's starting to dry up. We certainly will do. We're live at the start of the third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire here on Radio Yorkshire.
We love the Tour de France so much, we decided to do our own, the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, Richard. We're down in Wakefield City Centre, and with a different type of cyclist here, and this is Mike Taylor. Mike, that's not what they're going to be riding today.
Yeah, this is a extreme unicycle. So it's not two wheels, it's actually one.
And okay.
Basically, I've just been riding around doing some tricks, and I'm going to show you through if that's good.
Okay, we'll have that in a second. Just explain, extreme unicycling.
Extreme unicycling, yeah. So instead of having a small wheel, it's slightly thicker tyre, heavier sort of build in the wheel, stronger everything, like frame, stronger seat, stronger pedals, and it basically takes the landing. So basically, it's BMXing, but on one wheel.
Okay, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing this 8 and a bit years.
Wow,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so a lot of dedication.
Was it something you always thought, yeah, I definitely want to have a unicycle?
Well, I started juggling for a start, sort of the circus-based stuff. Got on for Christmas as a joke, and I learnt to ride it, and then a year later started watching videos of people doing pretty insane tricks, and I was like, yeah, that's I want to do that. So
okay, you're going to show us something now. Yeah. What are you going to show us?
I'll show you a 360 unispin,
yeah,
and then something called a side hop where you jump really high in the air.
It's quite okay.
Most of the impressive stuff.
Here we go. So a 360 uni spin we're going to see. And then he's going to... Oh, and there you go. He spins that round at 360 degrees. It does what it says on the tin. And we're going to go for a side hop now. And that is... Oh, my word. That is unbelievable. Wow. He takes the unicycle right up in the air. That was absolutely fantastic. I'm not sure if I... There we go. And another spin there. Now he's just showing off. Now he's just showing off because this is just too good. That was really, really impressive.
Thank you.
Well done. And how long are you going to be down here for?
We're down here till about 1 o'clock. So if you want to come down, have a go even. Like.
Dearie me, I think if I got on that, I would break something and I would be out of action for the rest of the day. But yeah. Well done. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
There we go. We're live in Wakefield City Centre this morning. And right away throughout the day, we are here for the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 3.
Across the White Rose County, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, thanks very much, Rich, and we're with Liam Holohan from Madison Genesis. Liam, how are you going?
Yeah, good. Home stage, so super motivated.
Yeah, your home stage today. What was, first of all, I couldn't catch up with you after yesterday. What was stage two like for you?
It was a tough one, you know. There's a lot of crosswind, and we were just looking after our leader, Eric Rousel, trying to keep him up there, just make sure he wasn't caught behind any silly splits or anything like that. So it was also good for us as well, because Mark was in the break and he won the most aggressive rider, the People's Champion Award, because it's voted for by people on Twitter. So yeah,
how popular is that around the riders? Because it does look like it's going to be, because your Twitter name gets put on your jersey.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea. Like, yeah, it's good that they're bringing like these new elements into a bike race. I think it's really cool. Yeah, we like it a lot.
What about today, so as you say, home stage, what are you looking forward to, or what are you not looking forward to today?
Well, the weather's not ideal, but the way I think of it is all the Spanish riders are already beaten now, like they're not going to be enjoying this, so yeah, the weather's not great, but I'm sure the crowds will more than make up for that in terms of motivation, and like it goes on all my old training roads, so no, like the back of my hand, so it's going to be great, yeah.
Just a little bit greasy. It doesn't look like the rain stopped, but there's still going to be a lot of standing water.
Yeah, you know, and anything can happen up on the moors, can't it? You know, like what it's like here and what it's like up there's two different things, but yeah, it'd be all right. Just got to be sensible around the corners.
We'll try and catch up with you at the end today, see how you get going. But if we don't catch up with you, what over the past few days, what's been your overall impression of the Tour de Yorkshire?
Absolutely fantastic. The crowds have been mega and they've like really embraced the race. So hopefully it'll be a permanent fixture on the calendar.
Let's hope so. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Across the White Rose County, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Well, thanks very much, Rich. With the head of One Pro Cycling, that's Matt Pryor. Matt, the weather has arrived.
It certainly has. Good old England. yeah, the weather. Well, it seems to have cleared up a little bit now. I mean, this morning when I woke up, I was just thinking, oh my goodness, those lads are going to be drenched. But yeah, it's going to be a tough day anyway. Even if the sun was shining, it was going to always be a very hard day. Now with the weather set in, but it sort of plays into our hands a little bit, because we've got guys that are used to this weather, they're good in the cold and the wet, so fingers crossed they can have a good day.
Does the game plan have to change with obviously greasy surfaces right around the region? Does the game plan have to change? Can they attack as much as usual?
Well, we're going to be looking to. I think for a team like us, it's a great opportunity on a stage that is so tough to really put yourself in a shop window and really, you know, there's no point sitting back and just trying to hold on and get through the day. It's about grabbing the bull by the horns and having a go and seeing where you end up. And that's certainly, you know, we've got 8 very motivated riders on the bus there getting ready for what's going to be a hard day, but one I think they're very excited about. You know, it's a massive shop window for all those riders and the young guys, a great experience to put themselves again another day riding against some of the best in the world. So certainly the message from me has been ride hard, be aggressive and go see what you can do.
And just quickly, did you catch any of the cricket overnight? It got a bit mad over in the West Indies, didn't it?
Yeah, I haven't actually been able to watch any, but I sort of followed it on Twitter, wicket by wicket. And yeah, I don't know what's going on there, so I wouldn't wish to comment. But look, hopefully they can, you know, you've still got Ben Stokes in, Gary Balance, Josh Butler to come. So we've still got some very strong batting. And, you know, we just need to give our bowlers something to bowl at. If we're going to get even a 200 lead, 250 lead, I think, you know, we should still be odds on. But as I say, I've not seen a ball bowled, so I might be sounding daft.
No, that's fine, that's fine. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very
Cheers.
Much. Cheers, thanks. Matt. Well, thanks very much, Rich. And we're here with the legend that is Ed Clancy. How are you going?
We're still hanging in there. We're doing all right. It's been a tough couple of days, and today's going to be worse. But we'll see how far we get.
How have you found the first two stages so far? What have they been like in comparison?
Stage one, you could see it on paper. It looked absolutely grim, and it was, but it was slightly better than expected. You know, the race was, it was fairly steady. A good group formed, you know, at the back. Naturally, that's where I found myself. And you know, yesterday was a tough one. You kind of thought it looked pretty easy. Nice flat finish in York, but it was hard work. The breakaway had a significant advantage, and you know, when the pro team started riding it back, the last hour and a half was ridiculous. It was hard work, and you know, it's flat round there, but it's not pan flat, and it was windy as well, so there's a lot of tired legs today.
So today, the weather is going to make a little bit of an impact. It's stopped raining, but it's going to be pretty greasy out there.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to dry up a little bit later on, but at the start it could play a bit of a part. It's unlikely, I think. It's a fairly small bunch now that it's going to be problems with multiple crashes. That said, it just makes the race that little bit harder. You've got to sort of scrub off more speed for corners and tricky distance, and it just means that it's harder work just to keep going and hanging the wheels, and you just kind of lose that bit of momentum that you can kind of carry your corner speed around with normally. That said, I think what's really going to make this race is the hills later on. I mean, the weather's going to make it a little bit tricky, but the hills later on are going to make it nigh on impossible for a lot of riders here. It really is something else later on. And a lot of the Pro Tour teams here that are used to riding Grand Tours and Alp Duez and Mont Ventoux and so on, they're all pretty worried about this stage, which I think speaks volumes about how hard the roads are around here. Yeah.
You know how much to conserve before you get to that area.
Yeah, that said, I mean, even getting there, going from Barnsley, running to Barnsley shouldn't be so bad. Barnsley to Denbighdale, it starts getting lumpy. And then as soon as we drop into Home Firth, which is only really 35, 40k into the race, it's early days, and from there on in, it'll just, unless it's a very subdued race, it's going to be an absolute tear-up, yeah.
Sounds like absolute fun. Enjoy the day. Come back safe, and thanks very much for talking to us.
Cheers, thank you, Tap.
What's it like to be in a tour in Yorkshire that today goes through your home village?
Pretty amazing, really. It's I don't think I'll ever experience anything like it, and it's going to be a bit surreal going down roads that I'm so familiar with, seeing so many familiar faces on the roadside. It's going to be a special day, definitely.
A lot of friends, a lot of family going to be roadside supporting you today?
Yeah, all the way from Denbighdale, really, because that's where my mum's side of the family are from. So I see a lot there, and then all the way through Home Firth and onto the side till we get to Halifax, really, I'll probably see a lot of really familiar faces, and it's going to be really good.
And it must have been a great part of the country, is it, as a young man, a young cyclist, to first get out on your bike, and then when obviously it gets more serious and you turn professional.
Yeah, definitely. There's nowhere, for me, nowhere better to train. Like, I can spend hours around all the local roads. You know, I've got options of going into Peaks or going into the Yorkshire Moors. And I think, it's played to the type of rider I am nowadays. I've definitely played a big part in my career. And, proud to be from Yorkshire.
So. A lot of people are surprised by just how many people have come out and watched this tour over the previous 2 days, how popular it's been. Has it come as a surprise to you?
Yeah, definitely. I think sort of did expect it was going to be big after the Tour de France last year. But actually being in the race and seeing the amount of crowds on the side of the road has just been amazing. So it has been a bit of a surprise, but more of a real pleasure and an honour to be a local and racing in front of the local crowds.
It's a team game, obviously, but you cycle as an individual as well. What are you hoping to achieve today?
Well, I finished 33rd on the first day, and it's a similar day today, but more spread out. So I'd like to go there again, just test, see what I can do, really. I mean, obviously, it would be great to get in the break and go through the hometown on the front, but I think it's better that it'd be better for me to go up there at the finish and test my legs against the likes of the World Tour riders. So that would be the plan, yeah.
No wheelies, no showboating through your hometown. Maintain the concentration. Yeah. That must be what your team manager's telling you.
Yeah, definitely. No showing off in this weather, definitely. So, yeah.
All the best today. Hope to see you in Ranhay Park later.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Tour de Yorkshire, how's it been so far, third and final stage today?
It's been tough. Like, first day, a lot of people underestimated it, but that was a very tough day. And then yesterday, we thought it was going to be a bit easier. Nevertheless, it wasn't. The last, pretty much after the feed, they were chasing down the break pretty hard, and that stayed away till the closing kilometres. But like when we got into the circuits in York, was fast, furious and pretty chaotic as well.
And what's it like cycling in Yorkshire, in a tour in Yorkshire?
Well, as I was saying with the lads on the way, yeah, like coming so close to home, like, I only live 5 minutes down the road from the city centre of Wakefield, and it is just pretty surreal seeing all, like, it looks totally different than when you just come here to do a quick bit of shopping.
And obviously conditions today, they're going to be a bit testing for you. What are going to be the main hurdles, if you like, with this rain and the wind?
Well, hopefully it's going to fend off a bit more of the rain, but I think just the amount of climbs and how often they come. Really, we're starting the first climb with Home Firth, and after that, really, it's pretty relentless until we get through Otley.
And how does a young man from Wakefield end up cycling for Great Britain?
Well, started pretty young. Like, I started, one of my first races was a grass track at Roundy Park, which is where it finishes today in Leeds, and then I moved on to the triathlon club. Figured out I wasn't very good at running or swimming, and then just developed cycling.
What's the aim today for you and for the team, obviously?
Well, we've got Scott Davies and Josh Edmondson, who hopefully are going to stay at the sharp end of the race for as long as they can, and then try to do something at the end. But hope for me and like the other lads, we're going to aim for like the early break maybe, and just see how long we can hang in there.
Well, all the very best today, and it must be great for you to be back in Wakefield.
Yeah, it's brilliant, thanks.
Conditions today a little bit testing, I would say. How, from your point of view, do they pan out?
Yeah, I think testing's putting it very nicely, but they're the same for everyone, so yeah, you can't really complain about these things. You just got to get on with it, and I think knowing the roads and being used to this sort of weather is a bit of an advantage, really, so just look at the positives.
And is this very much for you a home race, a home patch you've been able to get out and see this course?
Yeah, it is, yeah, I've seen it, yeah, and I know it all pretty well, so I didn't need to recon it. I'd ridden it all for my whole life, really, so it was pretty good.
Just talk us through stage one and stage two from your point of view. What kind of shape are you in?
Stage one, I messed up a little bit personally, but it went all right for the team. Scott got up there and a little bit more than I did, and that's important that we have somebody there. And it was, I think it was harder than everybody expected. Everyone sort of thought the first two stages would be difficult, but not quite. They were all sort of thinking about this one. And it caught a lot of people out, which actually made it harder in turn for us because, you know, it's splitting up a lot more because people anticipated just how bad it would be. So, but it went all right.
And to have the Tour de Yorkshire in general terms in your home county, how big a deal is this for you guys?
Oh, it's massive, yeah. It's great for me just to see how big cycling is in, you know, because growing up, it wasn't like it is in Leeds, you know, and nobody would have made such a fuss over a race, whereas now, like, it's going to finish in Leeds and everybody I know has said that they're going to come out and see it and watch or at this point or this point, so it is absolutely brilliant.
So just take us back quickly. I mean, how did it start and where did it start for you?
For me, I started where it finishes. My first ever race was in Roundy Park on the grass track there, which I think was organised by Matt Payne at the time, who I believe might even be part of this, organising this. So it's come full circle, really. So, where the line is actually within a kilometre of where I first ever raced, so that's pretty cool.
And just look ahead to today, what are you hoping to achieve?
I think as a team, we have to stick together a lot more today and try and, you know, we have to look after Scott, really, because it is a very hard final, and for both me and him, it's pretty good, but we're just going to have to wait and see how everyone attacks it, really, and sort of follow and then hopefully be able to make our move towards the end.
Well, all the very best, though. Thanks for chatting to Radio Yorkshire.
Thank you.
First couple of days over. What's been your thoughts so far of the Tour de Yorkshire?
Yeah, it's been, it's the first event, and I think it's lived up to the hype and expectation of what everyone expected it to be. Even with weather like this, it's been great, and it's just been nice to be part of it, really, having missed out on it last summer, so
I suppose it adds to the day today. It's going to be a little bit more difficult out there today.
Yeah, but to be honest, I can't see it being any harder than the first stage. That was really, you know, I think that took a lot of people by surprise. So I know a lot of the climbs a bit more because it's a bit closer to Lancashire today. So I think I can't see it being any harder than the first day.
What's the success for Team Wiggins today?
Same as every day, really. Have a laugh. That's the priority. And, you know, it's we've had someone in the break every day, which has been good just to show ourselves. And So yeah, it's been, we lost only lost one ride. Most of the lads have come through it. They're all in a heavy track phase at the moment. They've been in the gym and stuff, so it's been good to see them get through it and fight through it at times. And it's been good.
Quick word on Alex Dowsett, the perfect mile, the perfect hour. That was a
mile.
Yeah, 57. Yeah. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And, you know, it's great for Alex and great for the event, great for British cycling. There was publicity around it. And it just, you know, it just creates a bit more hype about, you know, my attempt in 4 weeks' time. And, you know, the more people, obviously people have been going for it and not breaking it. So Alex getting up, putting himself up there and putting himself on the line. You know, having come back from crashing earlier in the year and breaking his collarbone, it's fantastic for him on a personal level, but for the event as well.
Good luck today.
Thank you.
Well, we're here at the start of the third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire, Richard, and we're about to get underway. The riders are all at the start line now, fronted up by Team Sky's Lars Petter Nordhaug, who is currently the Tour leader. And, well, he'll be hoping not to get in any trouble ahead of a difficult stage and take out the first Tour de Yorkshire crown. Well, let's just hear them get going here in Wakefield City Sector. And there we go, they're underway. Third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire. Some say the most difficult stage. Very, very tough indeed. They're going to be going through Holmfirth. That on its own is going to be really tough. Michael Waydock will be out in Holmfirth watching that for us, watching when they go up those really big climbs to see exactly how much trouble they're going to get into there. And, of course, we'll be here right the way throughout the day, right to the finish in Roundhay Park a little bit later on in Leeds.
We love the Tour de France so much, we decided to do our own, the Tour de Yorkshire, on Radio Yorkshire.
We're on the road here between Denbighdale and Holmfirth. We're informed that the riders are just a couple of kilometres away. Some of the outriders and some of the team cars are coming through. I'm just stood roadside at the moment, very expectant round here. Hi, sir, what's your name? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm Brian. I'm from Shepley.
And you've obviously come out for the Tour de Yorkshire today. How much are you enjoying it?
Well, I'm really looking forward to it. I've watched it on the telly, and now it's a chance to get face-to-face with it. Main reason I'm here is to see Wiggins. I just want to just show a bit of a tribute towards his effort and his achievements.
Well, I don't think he's going to come through as one of the leaders. I think he'll be a bit further back, but you're a big fan, are you?
Yeah, I'm not bothered about that. It's everything that he's achieved all in all. Just be nice to see him in my own village.
Well, Brian, thanks very much for talking to us. Keep your eyes peeled for Bradley Wiggins. We'll move a bit further up. We've got three or four dogs here. Hello, madam. What's your name?
Jill Shepherd.
And Jill, whereabouts are you from?
Just down the road.
And you've obviously come up to see the Tour de Yorkshire. How important an event is this for this area?
I think it's great for the local community. It's brought a lot of interest into Holmfirth, around this area, into Yorkshire itself, with the Tour de France. So it's really good. It's good for the community. See your neighbours you haven't seen for 6 months.
Are you a big cycling fan, or are you just here for the event today?
No, we're just here for the event. We don't cycle.
Well, it's great to meet you. Great to speak to you. Thank you very much for your time. We'll wander a bit further up now. Loads of young people here as well. Who are you?
I'm Dominic. I'm from Shepley.
And Dominic, I guess this is your family, so give them all a name check.
Yeah, this one's Amelia. This one's Alice. That's their nephew George, Evelyn. And there's a little one in a buggy there. That's Jack.
And how aware are these young guys and girls that this is a history-making moment, an inaugural Tour de Yorkshire?
Yeah, well, they enjoyed the Tour de France last year, so we thought we'd try and make a big effort this year to come along and view it.
Well, the riders aren't too far away, so I will let you guys go. In particular, have you come to see anybody?
Sky and Wiggins, I think. Any Brit, really, who's racing, we'll support them.
Well, have a fantastic day today, and you've got a drink in your hand as well, so enjoy.
We're enjoying it, thanks.
Well, with that, it's back to you, Richard, in the studio with the riders just a few moments away, and some more of the outriders and some more of the team cars coming past us now on the road into Holmfirth. So outside the Sovereign Pub here on the road between Denbighdale and Holmfirth, we've seen the first pack go through, six or seven riders, and now the peloton, a sea of colour behind them, around about 15, 20 seconds later, down the road from them on this 167-kilometre stage three. From here, then we're going to Holmfirth, Rippendon, Hepton Bridge and Ilkley, and then it will be back to you guys in Leeds to Roundhay Park around about 4:30 this afternoon, as we see more of the riders come past us now, just in front of the Sovereign Pub here, followed the cars racing by, the team cars racing past us now. We've just seen the Team Lotto Jumbo car, the rally car, that is the Team Lotto Jumbo car, the Dutch Lottery, and more of those cars passing us now, including the new NFTO car, which of course has a Yorkshire boss in charge of them. So we'll wait to see the stragglers on this stage three, but they're on their way towards Holmfirth now, and then on and back to you at Roundhay Park in Leeds. Well, as you've heard, we're on the road between Denbighdale and Holmfirth, just up the road there. The cyclists have just gone past us a few moments ago. An absolute splash of colour and a lot of noise as well. The cowbells here. Two people that have come very much dressed for this event. They look like they're cyclists. What's your name?
Dawn.
And Dawn, who's this with you?
This is Richard, my partner.
And obviously, as I said, you've come dressed for it today. Keen cyclist then, Richard?
Yeah, mountain bikers really.
And what have you thought of the Tour de Yorkshire? They've just gone past you literally moments ago.
It's been fantastic. Obviously, great for Yorkshire, isn't it, to see so many people supporting it and getting out there to, you know, have a look at it.
And this event, I mean, obviously, as Rich has just said there, great for Yorkshire. How much have you enjoyed the weekend?
It's been lovely. It's been great, hasn't it? Yeah, apart from the weather, although it's dry now. Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got some sunshine above us now. There was a lot of rain this morning when I was at the start in Wakefield. Have you come to see anyone in particular?
No, just to see the event.
And they're
watching Wiggins. We've just seen Wiggins get through there, haven't we? And his boys, so it's nice to see them back on the bike, eh?
His last day on the road. He will now concentrate on the track, I think, ahead of the Olympics next year, of course. Obviously, this has just been a wonderful sort of 3 days for the region. Would you welcome this kind of thing back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we came to the tour as well, you know, all around here, and it's fantastic, isn't it? I mean, people who wouldn't necessarily, they're not, you know, necessarily bikers really, are they? But they're just out for the event and to support Yorkshire and, you know, support it.
Oh, thanks very much, Richard. Yeah. Dawn, are you cycling home?
We are, yes.
And are you on the way now?
Yeah, but give it half an hour or so and then we'll be off, yeah.
And will you be going around about 30 kilometres an hour like these guys?
No, a bit 13. 40.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
See
thanks
you.
Very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks very much, guys. This is Michael Waydock. I'm at Ilkley at the moment, where we await the riders at around about 3:30 this afternoon. But way down the course, they're heading towards the halfway point on the third and final stage of the inaugural Tour de Yorkshire. The early morning drizzle and rain has given way to blue skies and sunshine at the finish in Roundhay Park in Leeds, which has seen waves of amateur cyclists complete the sportif earlier today. At 55 kilometres at the top of Scapegoat, or La Côte de Scapegoat, as we should call it today, the leading seven riders had a 4-minute 50-second advantage over the peloton. The leading group were going away from the chasing pack, but moments ago, with Team Sky Riders in front, the lead was down to 4-minute 10 seconds, with 62 kilometres ridden. The first king of the mountains today was Ian Bibby of the NFTO Pro Cycling Team. He took the title in Holmfirth. Today also marks the final day of road racing for Sir Bradley Wiggins, as he returns to the track, aiming to win gold at the Rio Olympics. The riders are expected in Roundhay Park in Leeds for the sprint finish at around about 4:30 this afternoon.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks, guys. We're down at the finish line for the third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire, and the atmosphere's building. Got some family here that have come down to finish. What's your name, sir?
My name's George Ray. I'm from Cumbria.
Oh, you've come a long way for this, then?
Yeah.
Are you a big cycling fan?
Yeah, very big cycling fan, yeah.
Any particular cyclist you're looking forward to seeing today?
Oh, it's got to be Bradley.
Bradley?
Yeah.
Big hero?
Bradley, yeah. One and only.
She dreams about him.
She dreams about Bradley, so do I. He's awesome, isn't he, really? What's your name?
Lisa.
And who are you looking forward to seeing?
Scott.
Oh, really? And do you like cycling?
Yeah.
Yeah, you having a good time today? Yeah, you enjoying it. What about you? Your name?
Emily.
Emily, and what have you thought of it so far?
It's been absolutely brilliant.
I bet you're quite glad that it's not raining now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Now we wish we had sun cream.
Now, I must admit, it's starting to get a bit warm here now. You look like you've got too many layers on.
Definitely.
I think so. What about your name, sir?
Hi there. We're here to support my brother. He's been cycling the 140 kilometre sportive. And he's not arrived yet, but we're hoping to get him soon.
And what's his name?
It's Scott Vance.
Scott Vance.
Yeah.
Okay, keep a lookout for him. Enjoy the rest of your day this afternoon. Make some noise on the barriers for us. Wonderful. Thanks very much, guys. Down at the finish line for the Tour de Yorkshire Stage 3. And, of course, we'll be here for the finish right here on Radio Yorkshire.
We've seen our lead riders go through here in Ilkley. We're at 129.5 kilometres on the third and final stage of the Tour de Yorkshire. And here come the peloton. It's Team Sky riders out in front. Four of them at the moment. We've got 37.5 kilometres to go to Roundhay Park in Leeds. It will be won and lost on this stage at Cote de Cowan Calf and Cote de Chevin. That's where this race will be won as the team cars come past us now and they'll be heading to Roundhay Park Leeds and they will be there in just under an hour's time.
On your bike, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.
Welcome back to Ilkley. The riders have just gone past us. They've still got a bit to go to Roundhay Park in the... Let's start again. The riders have just gone past us here in Ilkley. They've still got a bit to go. They've got two big climbs and then off to Roundhay Park in Leeds. They've just made that sharp right-hand turn past Ilkley Cycles, heading to Cote de Calf and Cow. I've got a guy with me now. Introduce yourself.
I'm James.
James, what have you thought of the Tour de Yorkshire?
I think it's been absolutely fantastic, and the weather's come good for us as well.
Yeah, lots of people talking. Obviously, this morning, certainly in Wakefield, it was chucking it down with rain. But here in Ilkley, blue sky, sunshine, it's made a nice day.
Yeah, the sun always shines in Ilkley.
What do you think about the whole race and the fact that Yorkshire has put this on over 3 days?
I think it's a fantastic effort. I think it's great for the county, and it's just great to see so many folk here.
And you're obviously out here with your friends, the neighbours. There's wine on the go, lots of kids playing out as well. It's been a pretty good Sunday afternoon, pretty unique, I'd imagine.
It's a brilliant weekend because obviously we've got the carnival tomorrow. We've got the fun fair down by the river. It's just been a great few days.
Are you a cyclist yourself? Would this inspire you to get on your bike?
No, I'm not for my sins, no. I'm quite happy to watch.
And are you watching anyone in particular or have you just enjoyed the atmosphere?
Just enjoyed the atmosphere. It's just been a great day.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for letting me stand on your driveway and watch the race.
Thanks very much.
There we are. That's it in Ilkley. They'll be heading to Leeds next. We've still got some stragglers coming past now. There's another group of cyclists as we talk. A couple of yellow helmets leading out. And there's a lady right in the middle of it at the moment. And she's gone down and she's taken three cyclists with her. There's been a horrific accident here in Ilkley at the moment. A lady has fallen in the street. She's been hit by a couple of the cyclists and she will now be attended to.
Will you join us right at the finish line of the third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire? And it's getting very, very exciting. Ben Herman's currently in the lead for the BMC racing team. We've got him in our sights now. He's only a couple of hundred metres out from the finish line. He's all on his own. Made a bit of a sprint a couple of hours ago. And here he comes over the line. Ben Herman winning the stage. Third stage of the Tour de Yorkshire for the BMC racing team, and now here comes the other pack coming behind them, going over at such a pace. Lots of different riders going over there, but our eyes are going to be focused on now the peloton and whether or not Lars Petter Nordhaug from Team Sky will retain that blue jersey and of course take the Tour de Yorkshire Championship crown. More riders coming over now. It's been an amazing Tour de Yorkshire. 515 kilometres they've ridden over the last 3 days. 144 riders setting out from Bridlington on Friday, and it all comes to an end here in Roundhay. All the excitement of this finish, but the headline news is that Ben Hermans of the BMC racing team has won this third and final stage of the Tour de Yorkshire 2015. Ben, congratulations, winning the last stage of the Tour de Yorkshire. How did that feel?
It feels so amazing. I couldn't believe in the last 5k
I had almost 30 seconds. I said to myself, they will never close this again. So I couldn't believe I won this stage. Yeah.
You made a bit of a sprint there at the end, and no one really seemed to be able to catch up with you.
No, I think I attacked at the right moment. And Sky, they know I was at 1 minute 20, so they could let me go. I don't know why the other riders didn't go with me, because there was a good chance there at 10k to go to attack with a little tailwind, and it is just to give it a go and to think in your head, now I have to go and not to sit in the bunch.
What were the conditions like out there? Because early on this morning it looked not too well at all, but then it started to clear up.
This morning when I wake up it looked terrible, and I see the weather forecast on my phone. I couldn't believe it would be a nice day. But then on the second last KOM, there was a heavy rain. Actually, I felt not so good anymore. And then the sun came out again, and my morale was back there. Yeah, was a good day.
What's your experience been like of the Tour de Yorkshire then as a whole?
It was an amazing race. Good organization, amazing crowds, good atmosphere, and yeah, it's a little bit strange to race on these roads, because they are not the same as in Europe, like a lot of twists and corners up and down. But it's really hard racing here.
Looking forward to coming back next year?
Maybe, yes, but it's quite a long beginning of the season when I started in Qatar, and then I have to keep racing until here, and then again California next week. So I don't know if I do this every year.
Well, congratulations once more.
Thanks.
Lars, congratulations. What does it feel like to be the inaugural winner of the Tour de Yorkshire?
Well, for sure, I'm very happy. It's a big day to be able to keep the jersey, but I feel this is a victory for not only me, it's for the team. They were riding very, very strong today, so I'm amazed by how the day was for the team, and also the spectators along the course.
What was the stage like? A lot of people thinking this was going to be the toughest day of the 3 days. What did you think?
For sure it was the toughest day. It was a very hard day with climbs all the way. So it was a good day.
Is this the sort of event you'd be happy to come to again next year?
For sure. I hope very much I will be able to ride next year.
And what do you think about the Yorkshire crowds over the last 3 days?
It's been unbelievable. I expected a lot of crowds, but especially today, it was full all the way from the start to the finish. It was like riding a Tour de France stage with.
Well, you're an honorary Yorkshireman now.
Oh, almost. I feel like a Yorkshireman too, of course.
Thanks very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Ian. Well, first of all, congratulations. Most aggressive rider of the day. How does that feel?
It's been pretty good. Yeah, it's. It was a pretty brutal day, and we've hit it hard from the word go, so it's good to come out with a jersey for the efforts we've done, so yeah, pretty good.
It's quite a unique concept, this, as well, because obviously people are voting for it at home, and I think you get a shirt with your Twitter name on it soon.
Yeah, I've never seen it before, but I think it works pretty well, yeah. It's good to get the people involved and getting a bit of a say in things, so yeah, it works well, I think.
Did you feel particularly aggressive today yourself?
Yeah, I think from straight away the first few K, it was attacking and it was split into small groups, and I don't think from 5K in I wasn't really in the bunch, so yeah, it was pretty full on really.
And what's your overall impressions of the first Tour de Yorkshire?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's fantastic really. It's we've done some big races in Britain now. There's more and more each year, so. The crowds and the atmosphere has been absolutely fantastic. So
looking at the crowds,
it, I think.
Yeah, we're looking at the crowds just up by Cow and Calf. It almost looked like the Grand Depart.
Yeah, it literally every climb was absolutely, five or six deep, and it was like riding the Tour. So it was, it's brilliant for us to be involved in it.
Well, congratulations once more.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Well, Gary, 3 days, fantastic event. What did you think about that?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, great crowds, 1.5 million people over 3 days. The winner has to be Yorkshire.
It certainly was. And just looking at some of the images from today, it really, I know we're all going to hark back to the Le Grand Depart, but today, looking up at Cow and Calf, That looked exactly like last year, didn't it?
Well, there were many images from today that people will obviously say, you know, were very similar to the Grand Départ. And the riders say that, you know, it was just the same as the Tour de France stage, so it's brilliant.
Yeah, and a great stage as well today. Quite a gruelling for the guys today as well.
Oh, yeah, tough stage, yeah. You know, it's a really very hard day's racing. I speak to anybody who did the Sportif that was shorter. And a very, very tough day.
And what about next year?
We spend a bit of time just reflecting on this and then make sure we do it even better next year.
Thanks very much.
Two questions for
you. So there we have it. The inaugural Tour de Yorkshire comes to an end in the middle of Rowdeay Hub Park on a beautiful, sunny Sunday afternoon. It didn't look like it was going to be like that earlier on today when the heavens were opening before the start in Wakefield. But the sun came out and what a day. A beautiful, beautiful day across Yorkshire and a stunning result in the end. The winner of the stage themselves, Ben Hermans from the BMC Racing team. And also, just to point out, Ian Bibby as well, the most aggressive rider of the day for NFTO. But the inaugural Tour de Yorkshire overall champion was Lars Petter Nordhaug of the Sky team. And of course, Team Sky as well took out the team of the Tour. So all round fantastic performance by Team Sky. In second position, Samuel Sanchez with Thomas Voerkler in third. Looking down the list as well at some of the other notable names, Mr. Sir, of course, Bradley Wiggins, finishing in 59th position today. Overall, a very, very successful Tour de Yorkshire, the inaugural Tour de Yorkshire in 2015, and it's been an absolute pleasure to cover it for Radio Yorkshire. We'll be hearing more about this event, I'm sure, in the days and weeks to come, but certainly another tick in the box for Welcome to Yorkshire, another massive thumbs up for Yorkshire. Amazing crowds, amazing weekend, amazing tour.
Across the White Rose County, it's the Tour de Yorkshire on Radio Yorkshire.